This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And learn. This is the Project Education on the Airways, among other things. Dr. Doug Steffen, practicing without a license here, with Nurse Jay. How's that? The doctor and the nurse. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the, what's today? Thursday, right? Thursday, November Thursday. The 3rd. It's time for us to acknowledge people that helped to bring this program to YOU, including the folks at O'Reilly. Don't see so well through the windshield, right? Is that a problem? It's drive safety.
It's a big problem.
It is a big problem, right. So at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you get great deals on wiper blades and headlight bulbs and cleaning products so that you make sure that the... I buy special window cleaner for the trucks and my cars because I want to be able to see everything. And if you drive into the sunlight, like at the end of the day, the sun is so bright, and because it's low in the sky this time of year, it affects your driving. If there are streaks on the windshield, you can get really confused. So, if you would like to get a $20 gift card on select purchases, help yourself. Their professional parts people will even help you install those wiper blades without having to pay for it. You buy the blades, they'll help you without charging you. Get ready for the winter. Get ready for the weather. The Better Drive Safe Month is being celebrated now. See better. Drive better. Be better. O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. Stop by your local store today and check it out. Speaking of being able to see, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a plane full of smoke. So
terrifying.
I laugh about this. I wouldn't want to be in this plane. I love these planes. The 757, many people feel, a lot of people don't even know what, you know, what kind of plane they're in. They just get in the plane, find a seat, and that's it. I, however, because I fly a lot, I suppose, I make it my business to know what kind of a plane I'm in. I want to know where I'm sitting. I'll only sit in certain parts of the plane. And I have, over the years, loved the Boeing 757. As a matter of fact, the pilots that I know who fly these planes say they are the best plane ever built. And they have stopped making them. Boeing stopped making them a number of years ago. But because they can get 30, 35, 40 years out of these planes, many of them are still being used. Delta is the American, I believe, the best airline in the country. They have a lot of Boeing 757s still in service. They have rehabbed them. They keep working on them because they still are a good plane. Anyway, there are 193 people. That's the capacity of a 757. So it was filled going from Atlanta to L.A. The flight's crew reported smoke in the cockpit, and then back in the passenger cabin, same thing. Delta said that the flight's crew observed a performance issue with one of the aircraft's two engines, caused the plane to divert to Albuquerque, and the flight then, you know, they put them on another plane, and that's the end of that. But the airline declined to provide any more info because I'm betting they don't really know what happened yet. If there was an issue with the planes.
Yeah, they still have to investigate.
Yeah, of course they do. Right.
And if I'm a terrible flyer. I am terrified. If I were on a flight like this that had to make an emergency landing, smoke-filled, I'd
be
like, I'd be like, can I just rent a car, please? I'll drive the rest of the way. All good.
The engines, by the way, to understand... And maybe this is too far into the weeds, but I'm going to go there for a moment anyway. The engines on a 757 depend on the airline. And when they order the plane, they can buy engines from three sources: General Electric, Pratt & Whitney, and Rolls-Royce. They all make airplane engines, and they all are designed to fit. They have different engines for different planes. So I don't know what the kind of engine was. It's not important. But what happens, these engines... engines, interestingly enough, are held on only by two pylons. They're thick. They're like 4-inch thick bolts that are screwed into the superstructure of the wing. And that, along with all the electrical occurrences, they can change an engine on a plane in a couple of hours. They have them all rebuilt in their Atlanta, probably have them at other hubs too. So if there's a problem with an engine on a plane, they only might take it out of service for a day to change the engine and make sure everything else is functional. But this is not, it's easier, believe it or not, to change the engine on an airplane than it is to change the engine in your car. Because it's their, the simplification of how they are installed and the connections and stuff, it's really quite interesting to watch. And so, you don't have to, those engines, that plane, that plane probably, made in the late 80s. So the engines on that plane have probably been changed a dozen times since the plane was built. And they have a special department. Each airline has a special department in its maintenance area that does nothing but rebuild these jet engines. They take them apart. They put all new parts in them, just like what would happen if you had your car engine rebuilt. Same thing. So for somebody to say, oh, I'm not flying on a 757 anymore, that's ridiculous. They're probably the best plane in the sky. The two planes that Boeing built at the same time, the 757 and the 767, were the workhorses of the industry for most all airlines for over 30 years. So if you're concerned about being on a 757, don't be. They're a great plane. Also, as long as we're up in the sky, here's the robot Falcon. You saw this? Can disperse flocks of birds so that airplane flight is safer.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Sullenberger, remember when he landed the plane in, in the Hudson River?
Yeah, was what did they call it? The Miracle on the Hudson? And then he had to fight, basically, for his good name because he saved all these people. He diverted a disaster, but it was a question of whether he actually did or if he caused more harm.
No, he didn't. He
people,
was
people are alive because
ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. The plane, an inexperienced pilot, that plane would have sunk in the Hudson River or crashed into a building. But hard to believe. It was 13 years ago when that flock of geese basically got in the way of the plane, and they stalled out. The geese went through the engines. Obviously, they didn't survive. I think there were a couple of dozen on each side. They got eaten up by the fans of the jet, and the jet stalled. They couldn't get them started again. So they went and landed in this Hudson River. Now, not only is it a problem in New York and other big airports, but all around the world, there are annually dozens of aircraft that are damaged because of birds. And so there's a team that's working to tackle the problem to develop some sort of artificial raptor, sort of a robot that's trying to, that's modeled after the fastest bird on the planet, the peregrine falcon. This is made out of fiberglass, carbon fiber. It's a fake bird, but it's the other birds are afraid of it because it's a bird of prey, so they're going to put it up at the airports to chase the birds away. Well, I suppose, it makes sense, doesn't it? Deter flocks
Of course.
Seagulls and starlings and all kinds of birds that are around airports.
Until whoever is steering this thing loses the connection and then that flies into a plane.
I wasn't thinking about that option, but I suppose it is an option.
Let's be cautiously optimistic instead.
Yes, right. Let's do that. And now, as long as we're looking up in the sky, let's talk about the latest asteroid that's been discovered. This asteroid's been hiding behind the sun, but according to scientists at NASA and other laboratories, this could be a planet killer for our planet. Very large asteroid, a mile long. It's called the Planet Killer by the scientists that have found it. It's a big space rock. Poses potentially a danger to our planet, though not anytime soon. I always love it. The headline is, asteroid could destroy the Earth. Well, There have been a bunch of near-Earth asteroids that have flown around our planet, around Venus. So this was these were discovered a year or so ago. These big rocks. That's what they are. They're what people don't understand or don't know, or maybe they don't care to know. The guys that are teaching in school earth science or perhaps botany. I don't know. There are all kinds of things. Kind of earth science and space science. So these asteroids are pretty much the same as the ones that hit the Earth 65 million years ago and wiped out everything that was alive. And now, you know, it may be another 65 million years before this asteroid hits the Earth, but it's out there. The thing that I find fascinating is that they found it. They can project what it's going to do, where it's going to go, how big it is. And if it hits the Earth, it would cause the planet to be destroyed, at least as far as life as we know it.
Well, it's a good thing they've been working on diverting asteroids, huh?
Yep. Well, didn't they do that a couple of weeks ago? Something went up and blew up the,
Yeah. Right, so. And it was able to knock it off its trajectory by what, like a couple inches, but enough to matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it matters because it's not going to hit the Earth. Yeah, here's something that also matters, getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow have a big deal, the biggest sale ever on their Giza sheet sets. So, you know, people think MyPillow is just about pillows. It's not. These Giza bed sheets, I've been getting these for years. They come in about half a dozen different colors. You can get flannel sheets. You can get the cotton sheets. They're really fabulous. The finish is great. The colors are wonderful. All machine washable. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. All that good stuff that happens with all the things you get at MyPillow. The Giza Dream Sheets. Two sets for one low price. And the price is really the lowest it's ever been. $29.99. Savings of 60% right now. The bed sheet sale. MyPillow.com. Use the discount promo code DS.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Smoke rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The folks at NASA and their astronomer team found a new planet. It has the density of a marshmallow. How about that? It's big, it's soft, it's the size of Jupiter, and it would be a big bathtub if you were in. You could bounce around, jump around. Too bad we didn't find this before Halloween. The bigger place to spend Halloween, right?
Uh-huh. Just fluffy.
Yes.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for one of the most popular portions of the program, our attack on social media, Jay. The trending items, Tom and Giselle, I got hooked on this yesterday. Clickbait! They had an ironclad prenup, apparently, before their divorce. Giselle's friends were telling her to redo hers. I'm not quite sure why, because she's worth $400 million, and he's only worth a measly $300 million. So, is there going to be a problem? I would think if they were smart and they didn't want it to affect their relation going forward, he keeps what's his, she keeps what's hers, and let's keep moving. Right? Doesn't that sound like a recipe for success?
Well, it seems like they had already worked out everything.
Yeah.
And all this time that quote
and then the lawyers came along.
Were saying, yeah, that this and that and this and that. And clearly that's the time when they were actually working all these things out.
Yep, smart. All right, Anna Faris, the actress, says she nearly quit acting after she left Mom, wondering whether or not she could get out of Hollywood with enough money to retire. We're going to find out how that worked out after this.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-D in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Right, so, Jay, what do you suppose the story is here? Why did she not want to stay in Hollywood? She just didn't like it?
She was burnt out. She was just burnt out. She had been going since she rose to fame in the early aughts. And she was saying that when she left Mom, she needed a break. And then she kind of actually enjoyed that feeling that she questioned whether or not she would come back. She did come back because she has a movie coming out this year. She has another one in production. But she said that she felt like this was the first time that her foot wasn't on the gas. She felt like she was getting too competitive, feeling comparative, that she always had to be doing something. And if she didn't book certain things other people did, it was like, what was wrong with her? And it was not good for her physically, mentally.
I didn't realize she was married to Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So they have a child together. But she's now, didn't she elope with some guy last summer? And so they're living happily ever after, no doubt. But just, you know, look at the work. She's been in a lot of scary movies, too, hasn't she?
She was in the Scary Movie franchise. How many were there? There were a bunch, but it was kind of a spoof off of different horror films. It was more of a comedy than a scary movie.
Well, anyway, you'll be happy to know Anna Faris will still be in your future. I guess that's the bottom line without burying the headline. At 28 after, this is Good Day. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with a DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point to push back on inflation. The increase approved Wednesday, the Fed's fourth consecutive 0.75 rate increase, lifts the central bank's benchmark federal funds to a range between 3.75 and 4%. As more businesses drop the brick-and-mortar locations for a virtual environment online, the banking industry is an example of passing the savings on to the customers. SoFi's chief executive officer, Anthony Noto, on Fox Business, says this week that they're offering much higher interest rates on your checking and savings accounts.
So in the checking and savings account, we're offering 2.5% interest on checking. We just announced we're going to 3% on savings later this week.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend as we fall back 1 hour early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCN, taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The folks at NASA and their astronomer team found a new planet. It has the density of a marshmallow. How about that? It's big. It's soft. It's the size of Jupiter. And it would be a big bathtub if you were in it. You could bounce around, jump around. Too bad we didn't find this before Halloween. It'd be a good place to spend Halloween, right?
Uh-huh. Just yeah. Fluffy.
Yes.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 35 after the hour. Is it already? Yeah, 35 past Jay. Wow, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. We're going to have Michael Levine with us in a few moments, who's the author of a book called Broken Windows, Broken Business, an interesting way for you if you're I find myself actually enthralled with a number of people who connect with me because I'm a small businessman. I have a small radio business, and here we are. And many of the people who are fans of this program are sole proprietors, entrepreneurs, have small businesses they've started themselves. So if that's the case with you, you'll want to listen to this conversation that we have in a few minutes with Michael Levine. Meanwhile, the good news, I guess, if you're a baseball fan and you are not a fan of the Phillies, then you know, you're probably happy because the Astros have done well, although most people don't like the Astros because they're cheaters. So what happened with the game last night, Jay? Looks like there was a shutout, right?
Yeah, pretty eventful. A no-hitter. So it was game 4 of the World Series. And now the series is tied 2-2 because Houston beat Philadelphia. Game 5 is going to be tonight. So the no-hitter was thrown. It was only the second time in World Series history that a no-hitter was thrown, but this was the first combined no-hitter in postseason history.
Yeah.
Christian Javier, who started Game 4, pitched 6 innings. Brian Abreu and Rafael Montero both pitched an inning, and then Ryan Pressly came in to close out the game. Now, the first and only time a no-no was ever pitched in the World Series, 1956, it was Don Larsen pitched a perfect game for the New York Yankees. That's when they beat the defending World Series champs, the Brooklyn Dodgers. This was Jackie Robinson's last game. Mm-hmm. Or not his last game, I'm sorry. They went on to Game 7, but this was the series. This was
last
the final
season right.
that yep. Jackie Robinson was in. And the Yankees ended up winning the series in 7.
Right. And from that series came the expression, "Damn Yankees." You believe that? If you do, I got
so
bridges
history.
In Brooklyn. Yeah. All right. There's a question that has come before me. Why are you chuckling? There's a always
joke.
Question. Yes, right.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at your joke.
Okay. That's good. That's fine. The question about America, its future and its past. Are we, as a country, addicted to war? We always look back over the history of your life. Look at all of our lives. Look at the history of our country. Do you know how many wars this country has been in since it was founded, the Revolutionary War being the first? You can go online, you can Google this. But because it's such big business, there's a book out that is very interesting in the way it reveals how we have been involved and why we have been involved in more wars than any other country in the history of the planet. We think of ourselves as peacekeepers, but we've been involved in more wars than the Roman Empire. And we go back through history. And so why do we not think about that? You know, we're all throwing barbs at Putin because he is threatening to use nuclear weapons. Well, we don't have to threaten, I guess, because we got enough of them between what we have, the Chinese have, the Russians, the Iranians, whether they have or not, the Israelis,
the US,
the British.
We're the only country who has ever dropped a nuclear weapon in war.
Yep. So in this circumstance, we were talking earlier about the asteroid that's going around the sun that could hit our planet another 65 million years and destroy life as we know it. We could, at any moment, somebody would push that button and destroy life as we know it. And for what purpose? What is there about this whole thing that we have that makes it a popular concept to think, wow, we could look at all the damage we could do. Well, look at all the damage that could be done by any number of people in any number of circumstances like this. It's kind of sick, actually, when you get right down to it. It really is. We need a little inspiration. Karen Miller, an author, wrote this, and it grabbed my attention this morning. I was looking at things that are sweet and good. When somebody tells me no, it doesn't mean I can't do it. It simply means I can't do it with them. How about that? Right?
Like
think
that
about
attitude.
It. Huh? I think that's
the energy we all need.
It certainly is. You're right about that. All right. Energy. Speaking of energy, I think Michael will add some energy to our conversation. I've known Michael Levine for quite a long time. He's helped a lot of people. He's a great Los Angeles PR representative, and his book, Broken Windows, Broken Business, kind of a breakthrough for management when it comes to people, as I was saying a few minutes ago, who are in business like me, the small business person. But there's a takeaway here for lots of people. And because business is the business of business, we need to hear how sometimes there are certain ethnic pronunciations. The business of business is business. You ever heard that? You've ever heard it pronounced business? I'm in the radio business. If you haven't.
You're on your own here.
I thank you very much. That's not supposed to be the case. You're supposed to always be with me to shore me up. But I know I know why you're divorcing yourself from my thinking at the moment. So let me put you back on track to think about you, not you, Jay, but everybody who's listening that has a weight problem, and that's about 40% of the audience. Believe it or not, the way to lose the weight, first of all, you got to want to lose it. If you don't want to lose it, if you're fat, obese, and sickly, and you don't want to lose the weight, then you probably should shut me off for about 60 seconds, because this is not an announcement for you. This is an announcement for people who want to be healthy, who want to live a long life, who want to be smart about how they lose the weight and keep it off. That's the most important part of this project. Once you lose the weight, it's okay. Fairly easy to lose it. But then you think about going back to your evil ways of eating the things that put the weight on you in the first place. You need some protection for yourself. And that's where Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, comes in. A weight loss formula that's all natural. You've made a choice to help yourself. So now after you've lost the weight, let's keep it off the safe way, the all-natural way. You can check out success stories by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calotren. Find out from any number. There are hundreds of reviews there, and there's bound to be somebody who's had the same experience that you've had. So check it out. Make sure you know for years you're comfortable that it's right for you. I'm comfortable that it is right for you because it works so well for so many different types of people. America's number one way, losing weight, yes, simple way to keep it off and keep yourself healthy is to stick to the program. Every night, take four of these capsules, and bingo, it goes to work on your body while you're asleep. Check it out again online at toploss.com. Currently, the fall special, 90 days free and free shipping when you use the code Doug at toploss.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
All right, back to business, or business, if you will. Doug Steffen with Michael Levine, who is an author. You know, you think about books that are valuable. There are all different ways. Some books are great as a distraction. Read them on the plane. Read them on the beach. Read them before you go to bed. That's not probably the best way to approach using this book, Broken Windows, Broken Business. It's a management theory book based on a lot of different reviews that Michael did, interviews with companies who are successful. Or maybe I should ask you that question, Michael, rather than make the statement. Did everybody that you talked to, were they ahead of their competition? Is that why you chose to interview them for this book?
Oh, no, Doug. I studied as many failing companies as I did successful companies. And it was fascinating to understand why some companies succeed and some companies fail. And in the end, it's the little things that matter a lot. The broken windows, broken business theory, or the book, is predicated on the idea that little things matter massively when you're running a business. So if you walk into a bathroom, say you go to a restaurant, and you walk into a bathroom and the bathroom is dirty.
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sakes, it sends a psychic signal to your brain that if the bathroom is dirty, for God's sake,
right,
the kitchen's probably not too
right.
clean.
Exactly. Now, one of the things right. you cite as an example is the JetBlue, the history of JetBlue, how it got started. Very interesting, because this book you wrote a little while ago, and JetBlue was the darling of travelers. Now, JetBlue is the blunt of lots of criticism. They've gotten too big, too cumbersome. You can't really, I don't like JetBlue at all. I never fly them anymore because they're too difficult to deal with. So what happened to them? What did they not do that you found they were doing when you examined them the first time around?
Well, first things first, good times cause bad policies. That when you're in a period in a business cycle of good times, what happens to human beings is you get complacent. You start letting your guard down. You start thinking, well, this is good now, so it's going to be good forever. Wrong. Good times cause bad policies. You must constantly, ceaselessly, never-endingly keep your eye on the things that made you successful in the first place, like great customer service, like extraordinary over-delivering on expectations. And so what happens to most companies is they start out small, they start out great, they become big, they become stupid, lazy, complacent, fat,
arrogant,
and then they begin the decline to the end.
Yep. So I used JetBlue. There are a lot of other companies in here that you cite that haven't gone down that road, but it's because they understood the formula that you put forth in Broken Windows, Broken Business. The formula is pretty simple, isn't it? I mean, that's what's so distracting or distressing about this. Simple decisions, smart decisions, easy decisions sometimes are booted by the ego of the people that run the business, too, right? Didn't you find that?
Well, they're also booted by human laziness. Frankly, many companies in America have started making decisions, all kinds of decisions, every single day, based on what's good for the owner, good for the staff, and good for the shareholders.
You know, that happens in the radio business so much, Michael. So many people that own radio stations decide what they want to put on the air by what their preference is, and they don't think about what the audience wants. That's a very good example.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
That is really, really stupid. Now, you compare that to, say, something like Amazon. Amazon says, I don't care what the owner wants. I don't care what the staff wants. I don't care what the stockholders want. I care what the customer wants. Now, if a radio station did that, they'd be very successful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The idea is listen. You have no right to tell the market what it wants. You only have an obligation to listen to it. And the market speaks.
Yep.
So
sure it does. All right, so there are a lot of great tips, a lot of great advice in this book. You can change your business. It's not that difficult to do. Move your ego out of the way and listen to what your customers are telling you about what it is that you should be doing. That's number one in the hit parade from Broken Windows, Broken Business, available on Amazon, I'm guessing, speaking about Amazon, right? You buy the book on Amazon?
Absolutely, yep.
All right.
Broken Windows, Broken Business, there's a newer revised edition out.
Yep.
I hope your audience will take a look at it.
Broken Windows, Broken Business. Michael Levine here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
La, la, la. I like to think that our lives could all be, and not about the story of the Wizard of Oz, is kind of scary actually, but the music is fun and enjoyable and lasts. So, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments on the Good Day program. What are we celebrating with regard to the Wizard of Oz, Chucker?
Well, let me take you back in time, Doug. This day in TV history, November 3rd, 1956, the Wizard of Oz. First telecast on CBS, hosted by Burt Law, who played the Cowardly Lion, and 10-year-old Liza Minnelli. It aired for the first time ever on television this day, 1956, November 30th. I always remember when I was a kid, there was a handful of TV shows that when they came on TV, I always got very excited with my family. One was The Wizard of Oz all the time. The movie was just timeless. I also like The Blob with Steve McQueen, believe it or not. Me and my brothers always liked watching that on television. Yeah. The Fly with Vincent Price. That one got me excited. Yeah. It's a mad world, one of my all-time favorite films. Every time that came on TV.
Yeah, fun.
Was exciting. And also The Great Escape with Steve McQueen, James Garner, Richard Attenborough. I just one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
And, of course, I remember... as a little boy in 1974, the Sunday night ABC movie, which used to be a big event, first time the Poseidon Adventure aired. I remember like almost 100 million people watched that on Sunday night, September.
Big stuff.
I think it came out like September 1974 on TV, his first TV airing. The times have changed. Now you can get movies anytime you want them, but back in the day, there was no home devices to tape movies or watch movies, so you had to wait for them to come on.
You had to follow the Bunsen ball. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, exactly. So I'm looking ahead to the holiday season, how much money the movie company is going to spend advertising holiday movies. It looks like quite a bit, and I'm wondering what the big movie will be, as a lot of people are wondering, what am I going to see?
I got to tell you, I looked at the schedule. To me, there's only two really big movies coming out from November to the end of the year. That would be Wakanda Forever, the Black Panther 2, which is a big sequel, tracking at around $175 million opening. That's a big number, big number. That's good for theaters, okay. And then you get Disney 20th Century Studios, Avatar, Way of the Water, which comes out December 16th. They just cut the final trailer, released it yesterday. Yes, it's big, it looks epic, but I got to tell you, it does very little for me, Avatar.
Neither of these movies. I like the first, the Wakanda thing with Bozeman. I thought that was a good movie. I have no interest in seeing this one that's coming out now. It looks awful in the trailers that I've seen. And the same can be said about the other movie you were just talking about. There's nothing there for me. I want to be excited about going to the movies. I'm actually looking at what's playing in my local theater, and there are two or three movies there that do interest me. I wouldn't say they excite me. I get excited about, like, Tom Cruise and the Mission Impossible movies, or, you know, those sorts of movies that seem to, another Star Trek movie would be kind of fun. Star Wars and, you know, anyway. Bridget Jones, author, is working on a fourth movie that has a tragic twist. So what are they going to do, kill off Bridget Jones in the next one? Those have been wonderful movies.
Did they do that already? I don't remember.
No.
I know they were popular movies, though.
Yeah.
She come back, Renee Zellweger. She's good, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they
would
recast in prequelizing.
Nah, it wouldn't work if they recast it. She's got to be in the movie. Anyway, so Colin Firth supposedly is dead. Oh, I'm giving it away. They killed him off, right? Yeah,
that was in the book. That was one of the things that everybody was all upset about already.
And they should be upset about it. Jennifer Lawrence says that she's excited. Elizabeth Holmes, that movie that she's in, she says Amanda Seyfried was terrific playing the part of Elizabeth Holmes. Are they friends? I'm guessing that they're friends.
Yeah, no,
I guess they know each other, obviously. But you know what's interesting about Jennifer Lawrence? I mean, big name, came out of the gate big with the Hunger Games movies, and then some of the stuff, Silver Linings Playbook, Joy, I thought she was really good. She hasn't really worked a lot in the last 5 years. She did that movie Passage with Chris Pratt. Other than that,
no, she did. No, baloney. She did that movie with, come on, she did that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Look Up. That was a great movie. What are you talking about?
That's the first time she did a movie in a while, though. But it was a streaming movie, so I didn't see it, Doug.
All right.
Gotta be honest.
All right, Jay, you can interrupt him tomorrow when he's here, okay? Because we're out of time today. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.